Nemoto presents AI, an uncertain future. AI, education in the machine age. Narrated with Microsoft Azure using the Christopher voice. Running time, approximately 19 minutes. A classroom on a Monday morning. Sunlight filters through the windows as students settle in. At the front, a teacher taps a screen to bring up the day's lesson plan, co-created with the help of an AI tutor. The system has analyzed each student's progress and suggests which topics need revisiting. As the class begins, some students put on headphones to practice language skills with an AI-driven app that converses with them in Spanish, while others gather in a circle with the teacher for a discussion on the weekend's reading. In one corner, a shy student gets personalized math problems from a tablet, the difficulty tuned by an algorithm that notices when she's struggling or excelling. It's a vision of augmentation. AI working in tandem with educators to enrich learning. But one can imagine a different scenario. In a dimly lit computer lab, dozens of students sit silently at terminals, each interacting with an automated teaching program. Human teachers have been all but removed, a cost-cutting district turned over most instruction to teaching bots. The software delivers content and grades assignments efficiently, but there's little warmth or inspiration in the process. The students click through standardized modules, isolated, the spark of curiosity in their eyes notably dim. This is the fork in the road for AI in education. Automation that could deskill and displace teachers, or augmentation that could empower teachers and engage students more deeply. The choices educators and policymakers make now will determine which path we tread. Education is often called the great equalizer. A pathway for individuals to improve their lot and for societies to foster informed, capable citizens. The introduction of AI into this domain carries both exciting promises and serious perils. On the promise side, AI tutors could provide one-on-one attention to every student, something human schools struggle to offer. Intelligent systems can grade routine assignments in seconds, freeing teachers from tedious paperwork to focus on lesson planning or one-on-one mentoring. Language models can answer students' questions at any hour, not just during school. Adaptive learning software can identify a student's weaknesses and strengths with finer granularity than a typical test, customizing practice tasks to exactly what that student needs next. In an ideal world, AI could help personalize education, moving beyond the one-size-fits-all factory model of schooling to a tailored approach that meets each learner where they are. However, the peril is that these tools could be used not to empower teachers but to replace them in crucial ways. A cash-strapped school district might see AI as a way to increase class sizes or cut staff. Why hire more reading specialists if a tablet can do the job? Why keep so many art or music teachers if creative AI can generate music and art for students to study? These questions are not theoretical. Some education technology companies already market AI-driven curricula as cost-saving replacements for traditional instruction. This raises the question, what is the role of a teacher in an AI-infused classroom? If one believes teaching is just the delivery of information and basic assessment, one might be tempted to automate a lot of it. But if one believes teaching is fundamentally relational and about mentorship, inspiration, and the modeling of critical thinking, then AI should be a supplement, not a substitute. Experience and research strongly suggest that learning is a profoundly human endeavor. Children, and adults for that matter, learn not just from content but from context, from the encouragement of a mentor, from the collaboration and competition with peers, from the emotional energy that a passionate teacher brings to a subject. An algorithm might excel at drilling times tables or correcting grammar, but it won't celebrate a student's creative twist in a story or sense the confusion that a polite child won't speak aloud. It won't spontaneously connect a historical lesson to a student's personal interest in, say, comic books, in the way a perceptive teacher might to spark engagement. These human elements are not ancillary, they are at the core of education as a formation of the whole person. So the first principle of AI in education should be, keep teachers central. Use technology to amplify what teachers can do, not diminish their presence. Consider grading, often cited as a task ripe for automation. Indeed, AI systems can grade multiple-choice quizzes and even parse short answers for keywords, providing instant feedback. This is useful. Timely feedback helps students learn from mistakes when it's still fresh. But grading is also a form of communication between teacher and student. When a teacher writes comments on an essay, they are not just evaluating, they are coaching. I see your thesis, but your argument could use more evidence here, or great insight on this character. Have you considered this angle too? There's a personal voice and relationship in those comments. If all such feedback comes from a faceless system, 8/10, add more detail. Something vital is lost. A hybrid approach might work. AI handles the drudgery of marking grammar and pointing out factual errors, while the teacher focuses on the higher-level feedback that guides a student's thinking and growth. For that, perhaps the AI could provide the teacher with a quick summary of common issues in the class's essays, so the teacher knows what patterns to address in person. In this way, the teacher's time is reallocated to where it has the most human impact. Now consider students working with AI-driven tools. Plagiarism and cheating immediately come to mind. With AI able to write essays or solve problems, how do we ensure students are actually learning and not just generating answers? This is a challenge. Some educators fear that if students can offload their work to AI, they will not practice essential skills and will fail to develop deep understanding. It's a valid concern, and the response should be twofold. First, adjust assessment methods, and second, incorporate AI literacy as part of what is taught. Assessment might shift more toward oral exams, in-class work, and project-based tasks where process and collaboration are evaluated, not just the final answer. If an AI can do a standard assignment in seconds, maybe the assignment itself needs updating, focusing on tasks that involve personal reflection, unique connections, or hands-on experiences that an AI wouldn't replicate easily. As for AI literacy, just as students today learn how to use search engines effectively and how to discern credible sources online, tomorrow students must learn how to interact with AI tools productively and ethically. Rather than banning AI, an arms race likely to be lost, schools could teach when it's appropriate to use AI as a helper, for brainstorming, for practicing skills, for checking work, and when it's not, during an exam, or as a substitute for one's original writing in a personal essay. In higher education, we already see guidelines emerging. Some professors allow the use of AI for editing or generating ideas, as long as students disclose it and reflect on how they used it. This approach treats AI as a tool, somewhat like a calculator in math class. There was a time when calculators were seen as a threat to learning arithmetic. Now they are accepted, with the understanding that one still needs to know when and how to use them, and they're typically not allowed in testing basic arithmetic skills. Similarly, an AI language model might be a writing aid, but students still need to learn grammar and composition, if nothing else, to be able to judge and refine what the AI outputs. AI can also broaden access to education. A student in a remote area might not have access to advanced courses or specialized tutors. With AI, that student could engage in, say, a physics lab simulation that would be impossible to conduct locally, or practice speaking a foreign language with a reasonably fluent AI partner. AI translation and speech recognition can break down language barriers, helping students learn in their native tongue or access materials originally in another language. There's great potential for personalized remedial help. An AI tutor doesn't get impatient if a learner needs 10 tries to grasp a concept. It can explain in different ways at any hour without judgment. For adult learners or those outside formal school, AI could deliver education tailored to their pace and goals, potentially a powerful tool for upskilling the workforce continuously as job demands evolve. However, the flip side is the digital divide. Not all students have equal access to devices, reliable internet, or even a quiet space to use these tools. If affluent schools embrace AI enhancements while under-resourced schools struggle to provide basic tech, we could see disparities widen. It would be tragic if AI in education becomes a story of two tracks: personalized, enriching experiences for the wealthy, and automated, minimalistic programs for the poor, devoid of human contact or creative enrichment. Equity must therefore be front and center in educational policy around AI. Public investment to ensure all schools can deploy beneficial technologies, training for teachers across the board, and careful evaluation of outcomes to avoid any group being left behind, these will be important. There's also the question of data privacy and student profiling. AI learning systems gather detailed data on student performance, which can be useful pedagogically, but also sensitive. Who owns that data and how is it used? If a third-party company provides the AI software, are they accumulating profiles on children's learning habits, and for what purpose? We must guard against scenarios where student data is exploited for commercial gain or used to label children in ways that might bias their opportunities. Imagine a learning score that follows a child like a credit score. Safeguards, possibly new regulations, will be needed to protect student data and ensure it's used solely to help that student learn, under the oversight of educators and parents. Transparency is key. If an AI system makes a recommendation like, student X should pursue vocational track instead of academic track, the basis for that should be open to review and challenge, not hidden in a black box. Another dimension is how AI might change the curriculum itself. As AI takes over certain tasks, the skills worth teaching might shift. For instance, if writing code is partly automated by AI, perhaps education will focus more on computational thinking, problem decomposition, and verifying AI-generated code rather than writing every line from scratch. Or in language learning, if instant translation becomes ubiquitous, there might be less emphasis on memorizing vocabulary and more on cross-cultural communication skills and critical thinking about content, though learning languages likely remains valuable for cognitive development and cultural reasons. We could see more emphasis on the uniquely human skills: creativity, ethical reasoning, emotional intelligence, teamwork. These are areas where humans will likely maintain an edge for a long time and which are crucial for personal development and society. So AI in education might prompt a rebalancing, doubling down on things machines can't do while letting machines handle some mechanical aspects of learning. One major promise of AI is helping students with special needs. For example, AI-driven tools can convert speech to text and text to speech in real time, assisting deaf or blind students in participating more fully. Students on the autism spectrum might benefit from AI-based social skills coaches that can practice conversations in a patient, controlled way. Children who are homebound due to illness could attend via telepresence robots or get tailored instruction at home with AI tutors and connected to their class virtually. All these uses can significantly improve inclusivity when done thoughtfully. Teachers themselves need support and training to integrate AI meaningfully. This is another area where augmentation versus automation comes in. If teachers are not involved in the adoption of AI tools, they may feel threatened or sidelined by them. But if teachers are engaged and trained, they can guide how the AI is used in alignment with pedagogical goals. A teacher might decide, for instance, to use an AI quiz before class to gauge understanding, then adjust her lesson based on the results. Or she might have AI chatbots play roles in a history debate, with students tasked to question and fact-check the bots. The possibilities can actually be quite creative. AI doesn't have to mean just drills and rote learning. It could enable new project formats, like simulated historical figures or scientific phenomena that students can interact with. But to unlock that, teachers need time to experiment, to learn from each other's experiences, and even to collaborate with developers in designing education-oriented AI. Right now, many teachers are overburdened and underpaid. Expecting them to seamlessly incorporate cutting-edge tech without support is unrealistic. So, part of any strategy for AI in schools must include investing in professional development and perhaps reducing other burdens so teachers have bandwidth to innovate with these tools. One interesting aspect of AI in education is that it forces us to articulate what education is for. Is it primarily to impart knowledge and job skills? If one answers yes, one might lean toward heavy use of AI to maximize content delivery and skill mastery. Or is it equally about socialization, character building, fostering curiosity, and a love of learning? If so, one recognizes that face-to-face group activities, play, debate, and human mentorship are irreplaceable and must be protected in any AI integration plan. Most educators would argue the latter, that schooling is about developing whole people and citizens, not just workers. Thus, any technology, AI included, should be evaluated by how it contributes to that broader mission. Does it help students become more independent thinkers or just better test takers? Does it encourage engagement or make learning more passive? Does it allow teachers to pay more attention to emotional and social development, or does it sideline the teacher-student relationship? These questions should guide adoption. We should also be prepared for a cultural shift. Just as calculators eventually were accepted in math education, so too might AI tools become routine in assignments. But society will likely go through some resistance and debate first. There may be bans on AI usage in certain exams, as we see now with standardized tests forbidding any outside assistance. On the flip side, some progressive schools might fully embrace AI, raising the question, will those students actually learn more or will they lose foundational skills? It might take years of comparative outcomes to see which approaches work best. A prudent path might be a balanced one: maintain rigorous practice of fundamentals, like writing an essay unaided, solving math problems by hand, while also teaching how to effectively leverage AI when appropriate, like using it for research or to get feedback on a draft. Ethically, educating students with AI should also include educating them about AI. Young people will grow up in a world rife with algorithms influencing what they see and do. Understanding AI's strengths, biases, and limitations will be part of being an informed citizen. Classes might incorporate discussions about how an AI arrived at a recommendation, or why a facial recognition system might misidentify some people more than others. Perhaps high schoolers will have assignments to inspect the behavior of a simple algorithm to demystify how these tools work. This empowers them to not be passive consumers of AI-driven content or decisions, but to question and, if necessary, push back or seek alternatives. By augmenting human teaching with AI, we could strive for the best of both worlds. Imagine a future parent-teacher conference where, in addition to the teacher's observations, the parents receive a nuanced learning profile of their child generated by AI, highlighting growth, interests, challenges, comparing them not just to a generic standard but showing their unique journey. And the teacher contextualizes it: the system shows your daughter really excels when learning visually and struggles with long lectures. I've noticed that in class too, so I'm tailoring some assignments to her strengths while also encouraging her to build listening skills. In such a scenario, AI isn't replacing the teacher's judgment but informing it, and the teacher, with deep knowledge of the child, interprets and acts on the data. The result is a more personalized and effective education, delivered by a very human educator armed with better tools. AI's role in education should be that of a powerful assistant, one that can handle administrative and repetitive tasks, provide adaptive practice for students, and extend learning opportunities beyond the classroom, while teachers remain the leaders and designers of the educational experience. The metric of success will not be how many teachers or hours we can cut, but how much more deeply students learn and how much more teachers can accomplish with their time. If done right, AI can help transform education from the current industrial age paradigm to one more fitting for the 21st century, not by dehumanizing it, but by refocusing human effort on what humans do best: inspiring, empathizing, guiding, and creating. The risk of the opposite, an overly automated, soulless education, is real, especially in underfunded contexts. Avoiding that outcome requires conscious choices: investing in teachers, ensuring equity of access, safeguarding the human elements of learning, and always asking how a given use of AI serves the student's holistic growth. Education is the field that shapes all others. We must handle its augmentation with care. In this journey from automation to augmentation, the goal should be an education system where AI is in the classroom but in service of human flourishing, not as a replacement for the caring adults and vibrant interactions that truly spark young minds.